You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. We're going to spend the next half hour with you here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. And have I got a promise in God's Word for all of us today? So really looking forward to that. I pray that it gets your week started off in the right direction. I do want to say thank you to some terrific folks here in Brevard County who are passionate about the gospel going throughout Brevard County. They love Jesus. They do great work. And that is the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Phone number there is 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is north of the Barge Canal on Courtney Parkway, 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. The nursery is open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. That is if you are like my daughter who likes to get out and get her hands dirty and plant things and make things grow and all that sort of stuff. And then there's the rest of us who need the folks at Treasure Your Landscape to make sure that everything grows as it's supposed to, is cared for the way that it's supposed to. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business. They're based here in Brevard County. They got over two decades worth of experience in the landscaping business, and they want to make your outdoor area something you will really enjoy during this time of year because the temperatures are milder and you get to go out there. You don't have as much bugs to worry about and all of that sort of stuff. They have a full complement of products that can make that transformation of your outdoor area possible. They have premium artificial turf. They also have putting greens that they can install. There are drains and downspouts, paver installation, landscaping services. They have landscape lighting, water features. They can design, plant, and maintain. They will do everything necessary to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. I see a lot of photos. I saw photos before. I had them do a project for me before I even knew who they were, or they had met me personally. And I can tell you their professionalism is wonderful. They do great work. They work hard. They get things accomplished that are going to just leave you saying, man, they did that so much faster and better than I could have done it. If you're looking to improve your outdoor curb appeal or backyard appeal, they may be a great resource for you to call. 321-749-1432. We're thankful for them being our friends and friends of the Refresh Radio program, and pray that they have a great week as well. So, we've been in Psalm 138. We have discussed all the way through verse number 6, but there are 8 verses in Psalm 138. So, I want to read the last 2 verses for you. It says this, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. When I first read verse number 7, it makes me think of Psalm 23, where it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Life is a journey. And a lot of times we focus on our comfort, but there are times when we find that the steps that the Lord has ordered for us take us through mountaintop experiences. Sometimes there are valley experiences. Sometimes it's a place of rest. Sometimes it's a place of feasting. Sometimes we find ourselves in the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes we just find ourselves in the midst of trouble. And none of us really relish or cherish those experiences. There are a lot of things that I have gone through in my life that I don't ever want to go through again. But because I went through them, it shaped me and formed me and prepared me for even more difficult days that lay ahead of that. So I'm not here to give you a false promise that in this world you will not have any trouble, because Jesus said in this world you will have tribulation. There are challenges that come up. I'm not here to promise you a problem-free life. What I am promising you is that even in the midst of our problems, God is with us. His presence is right there. And the promise is, even when we find ourselves in the middle of distress or in the middle of trouble, that he will revive us. I was literally praying about the name of this program in 2013. And, you know, felt like God gave me the name Refresh, and looked up a lot of those words, and you know, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And but I'm also thankful for the word revive. Revive means something that was living that is now not thriving at the very best, dead at the worst, but God comes and revives it, makes it live again. Merit Assembly of God has been around since 1952, and there have been some good seasons. There's been some seasons of transition through the years. And in the duration of the time that we've pastored there, there's been a lot of people who've come in. There's been some really wonderful things, some supernatural things, some miraculous things that have taken place. There's been a lot of tears that have been shed, prayers that have been prayed, testimonies that have gone forth. There's been people who've been promoted into the presence of God. There's been people who've been repositioned throughout the world. And each time that happens and you see God bring it back to a place of health and vibrancy, you're thankful. So Thanksgiving is not this week, it's next week. But I'm thankful for God's ability to revive us. And that happens not just because we have trouble, but it can happen right in the midst of the trouble. So Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life. He is the source of life, and he is the one who makes that which is dead come back to life again. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know if you're just barely hanging on, if you're just existing, but I do know that God wants to revive us and cause us to thrive in his presence. So I pray that that will become a reality, that the life of God will flow in us to the point that we can say, wow, I not only feel alive, I feel stronger than I was before. In Ezekiel 37, the valley of dry bones, God said, can these dry bones live again? And Ezekiel's answer was, God, only you know. Thou knowest. And then Ezekiel begins to see that the Spirit of God comes, and no matter how dried out, how bleached out, how beyond any rational ability to see them come alive again, God moves in a supernatural way, and they not only are renourished, but they come together, they are reassembled, reconnected, and they're raised up a mighty army for the glory of the Lord. There is no situation that you are facing today that is too difficult for God to revive you or to revive me or to revive his church. Revival happens because God wants his church alive and thriving and reaching the communities that he has strategically placed us for such a time as this. So God is not only life, he is a life sustainer, he is a life reviver, he is an eternal life giver, even in the midst of trouble. So in the midst of that trouble, and with the intent on reviving, God stretches out his hand. He stretches his hand out in two directions. He stretches his hand out against the wrath of David's enemies, and he reaches out his right hand to save David. So one of them keeps the enemy at bay, and the other one firmly grasps his child and says, I've got you. There is no safer place that you could ever be than in my hand. I will say this. We as a church need to make sure that we seek God's face more than we seek his hand. A lot of times the hand is not only a hand of protection, but it's a hand of provision. And we are thankful. All of us need provision. And I believe some difficult days are coming where it's going to make people even more dependent either upon God or upon ungodly world systems. And I really pray that people will seek the hand of God. So that's verse number 7. Here's the, and that promise is good. I mean, I'm thankful for that promise. The next promise has me really excited for today. And it says this, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Maybe you could just repeat that with me this morning. You might be on your way to work. You may be at work and just getting started. It's a Monday. Here a few weeks ago, had a meeting a mid-morning on a Monday, and the person we were having the meeting with said, it is definitely a Monday. Mondays can be challenging. And so whatever you're going through, if you're just getting started, maybe the problems have already started parading through, but this is Psalm 138, verse number 8. The first part of the verse, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. That is a faith boosting verse. That verse is a worrying, destroying verse. It destroys worry. It destroys fear. It destroys anxiety. It causes us to say, no matter what trouble I'm facing, I know that it's not the problem that's controlling the circumstance, but my God will control everything that pertains to me. The Lord will perfect, He will make complete that which concerns me. I don't know how that hits you. It hits me wonderfully. This is a promise for those who are walking in covenant relationship with God. Over the past few weeks, my wife and I have had some conversations, and there was one night we were talking, and she described how after a very difficult experience with a family situation several decades ago, that she came home, she flew home on a plane, and I was there to greet her. Now I don't remember, but I've learned I don't question my wife's memory when she starts describing things in detail. And she talked about how reassuring it was to her to know that I was there and that everything was going to be okay. Now, as far as natural abilities, we all need to be faithful people. We need to be there to rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. That people need to know, hey, they're going to do their very, very best to make sure that everything is okay when it comes to me. So I'm a guy that likes to set people up to succeed, and so I will work in advance to make sure that equipment is in place, that supplies are in place, that all of the help is needed, the tools are needed. I try and do everything I can to set people up to succeed, and I'm an amateur compared to God. God always sets His people up to succeed. So, when you look at this verse, the Lord will perfect or make complete that which concerns me, that has to do with spiritual matters. It has to do with the steps of righteousness that He prepares for us for His name's sake. It has to do with our health, our finances. There is no caveat, no loophole inside this passage that says God is not going to be adequate to help in whatever situation. So if you're a business owner today, you can proceed business-wise in a biblical manner, knowing that God has everything under control when it comes to things concerning you, His will, His purpose in your life. So, I always do. By the way, this is one of those passages that I talk about that is something that's been highlighted to me. Prior to me studying for this program several weeks ago, I had never highlighted this verse in my Bible. I know the verse in Isaiah, He will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on thee. I know that verse. But this verse had somehow escaped being highlighted to my spirit and to my mind until 2025. And what a promise it is. He will perfect that which concerns me. It talks about, and perfect means to make complete, when God is ordering our steps and directing our paths in the name of righteousness, he's directing us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, he's going to make it complete. Now, the thing is, when it about things that concerns me. So, I don't like to just take my understanding of the word and assume that that's the full meaning of that. So I like to go back and look at the meaning in the Hebrew, and so I open up the lexicon. And it describes a person who is sitting at the lattice in a window and would be looking out the window. And it gives me a picture that God is watching over the events of my life and the events of your life, and he's going to make sure that it is perfect, that it is complete, that there's nothing lacking. And it also describes that it has to do with open doors and closed doors. I don't know if you've ever locked a door that you weren't prepared to reopen yet, and you needed to open it again. That can be a little unnerving. It can create a few tense moments. By the way, if that happens, I happen to know Andrew at Secure Safe and Lock, I believe it is. He's a locksmith there on Merritt Island, just two blocks away from the church. And they listen to the Refresh Radio program of a morning. And so if you ever find yourself locked out of a room that you need to get into, they would be a great resource to call. I don't have their phone number here in front of me, but we're thankful for their friendship. But so when you find yourself with a door that's closed, you need to have the key to open that. And Jesus promised that he would give us the keys of the kingdom. So he is the God who opens doors that no man can shut for you. And he's also the God who shuts doors that he doesn't want opened for you. So I've told you on previous broadcasts about when I was in between ministry positions, I'd sent out like 200 resumes. I didn't get hardly any letters or anything like that, even thanking me for sending an application. I sent them to Alaska. I sent them to North Dakota. I sent them to a lot of places I didn't really want to go, but I was willing to go wherever the Lord opened the door. And just about the time that I thought that ministry doors were going to be closed forever, God opened up a door, and within 2 weeks, we were repositioned. You don't have to worry when God will perfect everything that concerns not only me, but what concerns you. When it comes to relationships, you don't have to worry. God is going to order those steps at the right time, at the right place, for the right reason. And so He's going to make it complete. He's going to make every season of your life perfect and complete. That's his lordship. Don't reduce God's lordship to just your Sunday morning spiritual life. Say, God, I need your lordship each and every day in each and every arena of my life. It talks about that not only does he open doors and closes doors, but he fences us in for protection. In other words, he protects us. So his perfect working on behalf of his children is that he is protecting them. That's what the biblical warnings against sin are about. It's not only about obeying God. It is that, because obeying God is the best way to live, but it's also about protecting the people of God from the misery and the heartache and the ruin, the devastation and the damage that sin causes. I've had some discussions with people through the years, and they say, oh, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with this, only to find out that scientific evidence is now saying, look, this really does have damaging effects on your body, on your physiology. There's one last thing, and that is, he not only perfects things concerning us for what's coming ahead, what's about to come our way. He has a great deal more perspective than we do, but it has everything to do with what happens concerning us or on our account or on our behalf. God needs to have administrative access to our life. Grant him that administrative access, if you will, and say, God, work in me spiritually. Work in my mind. Work in my heart. Work in my relationships. Work in my finances. God, work in my now and in the days to come, because I know, God, that you are already at work for my eternity. Let me just tell you how Psalm 138 ends. It says, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. God is still working on you. He's still working on me. He's working with a heart of mercy, but he's also working in multiple areas. The word works there in Psalm 138:8 is plural. I don't know how good you are at multitasking. Scientific tests indicate that we are worse at multitasking than we think we are at multitasking. But I can tell you this, God is excellent at multitasking. He wants to work in my life, in your life. He wants to work in the lives of everybody on planet Earth so that they know that Jesus is Lord and that he is their Savior, and that he is preparing a place for them. So let me just remind you of this promise one more time. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me and that which concerns you. That's Psalm 138:8 today. May you have a great day. Be blessed of the Lord as he works all things out together for your good, to those who are called according to his purpose and love him. See you next time. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.